rainy Saturday morning across the Upper Cumberland, and as we wake up, the calendar has turned to February for our high school basketball teams. That means crunch time is fast arriving. Welcome to the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. And at Chick-fil-A today, two of the best high school teams in our area will be here. The Stone Memorial Girls and the Upperman Girls will both visit with coaches and players as we move through the hour. We'll also talk some Van Buren County basketball this hour, some White County hoops as well. First things first, let's rebound to what happened last night across the high school ranks in our region, starting with boys action last night. It was Clay County getting past Jackson County 62-51 thanks to Grant Strong's 27 points. Monterey improves to 21-4. They beat Clark Range 69-58. Peyton West finished with 20 points on the night. Nate Hall had 19 and a losing cause for Clark Range. Pickett County defeats Red Boiling Springs 60-58. Will Aminette had 34 points in the winning effort for the Bobcats. It was the Upperman boys improving to 21-2. It was tough, though, against York Institute. 49-43 the final. Alex Rush finished with 17 for the Upperman boys. Livingston defeats Smith County 76-54. Matthew Sells, 24 points for the Wildcats. It was a barn burner between White County and Warren County last night, but the Warren County boys win 56-55. Cookeville defeats McMinn County 90-75. It was Stone Memorial's boys defeating Ray County 53-47. The Stone Panthers are now 16-7. Hunter Wattenbarger had 11 points in a winning effort for Stone Memorial. Over on the girls' side, Clay County defeats Jackson County 64-34. Briley Burchett finished with 15 points on the evening. Livingston defeats Smith County 46-35. Keaton Webb had 15 for the Wildcat girls. White County all over Warren County's girls, 61-29. Morgan Quick finished with 15. Stone Memorial, big matchup last night with Ray County. Stone came into the game 20-2. Ray County came in 19-2. Stone gets the win, 81-75. Emma Capps, 24 points on the evening. Cookeville defeats McMinn County's girls, 46-44. Katie Dunaway finished with 13 for the Cavaliers. Clark Range defeats Monterey 58-34. Kaylee Mundy with 16. It was the Pickett County girls defeating Red Boiling Springs 65-50. Abby Bilbrey finished with 24 for the Lady Bobcats. Upperman improves to 21-3. They beat the York Dragons 58-35. Brooklyn Crouch with 17. And Watertown defeats DeKalb County 53-50. The Van Buren South Pittsburgh game canceled because of sickness, something that a lot of our schools are dealing with right now. In fact, if you haven't heard, Putnam County schools are going to be closed to start the week because of sickness. Well, one of the big stories last night, the win for the Pickett County girls, a 15-point win, and that certainly had to please head coach Brent Smith, because he felt like his team kind of sleepwalk through the game on Tuesday night against Gordonsville. So, Coach, I'm sure emphasizing a complete game, one of the things that you talked about during the latter part of this week.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we touched on last night after the game. You got to stay a steady pace. You know, it's kind of hard to do that sometimes when you sub a lot, and it's in these games that are stretched out a little bit, but. It's part of coaching that you're going to have to find something that makes us go and makes us do that, And that's what we've kind of struggled with here. Like I said, I think the last two games we've kind of struggled with that. But, that's something that we got to find as a coach to figure out what makes us go.
You talked about wanting to pick up teams full court and run a little bit of run and jump. Have you been able to do that this season?
Not as much. I think due to our scoring, we've not been able to score as handily as we have in the past. Our defense is, we still pressure and do that type of thing, but our run and jump hasn't been as effective as it has in the past. And I think, as part of it, you got to find out what helps us go. And again, when our scoring has not been as elite. We've led the state in scoring the last. I think the last 3 years, and this year our scoring has not been as plentiful, I guess. So, and we've had to find some different things that make this work a little better.
With not being able to run some of that full court pressure and run and jump like you want, what have you been able to fall back into and settle into with this team?
Well, just maybe more of a position type man, and we've actually played a little more zone this year than we have in the past, and we don't have like I said, not being able to put as much ball pressure on, it kind of makes us fall back in more position, and that's another reason some of us we've not looked as stretched games out as early as we should have or could have in the past. So I think that's kind of a combination of maybe being a little softer. Just more position and some more zone. So I think that's kind of contributing factor to a lot of things.
You touched on your offense the past 3 years leading the state in scoring, and your offensive production's down a little bit. Is that attributed to just shots not falling, or just girls trying to grow and learning their own? And
well, it's just that we've had to change a few things offensively that suit us better. We've lost a lot of scoring the last couple of years. We've got probably a little bit better defensively in places, and a lot of times good defense makes good offense, but it's not always worked out for us. We've missed some easy shots, and we've got some of our elite players not scoring as much as they probably should be, as we could be at this point. We've got some scorers still, but we've still got some kids that's not scoring at their positions like this.
Coach, here with 2 or 3 weeks left in the regular season before district tournament starts, where do you feel like you are as a team, and what do you feel like you need to improve on?
Well, as a team, obviously, like you said, we talked about it last night. Sometimes, like I said, you get the question of what's wrong. Well, we're ranked fourth or fifth in the AP poll, and like I said, second in the district. When we're 21-2, we want to know what's wrong. We've got to figure out what's right. And then what we're doing right, and then figure out some things what we're doing wrong. We're obviously doing some things wrong, but we're obviously doing some things right too. But we've got to figure out what's those things that are right, and probably improve on those as well as improve on the things we're doing wrong. So we've got to improve on a lot of areas. I think that we've got to be better to get there. I think we can definitely. The thing about it is there's some games coming that we've got to be better at. And when the region gets here and district gets here, you're going to get everybody's best shot, because everybody knows that we've been pretty good for a few years, and you got a target on you, and the things we're lots expected every time, and you're just going to get ready for everybody's best shot.
Coach, if you had to single out one or two girls or three girls that's really important for you to make a good postseason run and get back to the state like you have been here so frequently, who would those girls be?
Well, obviously we've got to get better, and the scoring it comes from Abby Bilbrey, and it comes from Kendall Ludick, and that's their role. We talked about it, when that's the biggest problem with a lot of teams. You got to know your role, and those two guys' roles are scoring, and Kendall has a lot, and Abby has as well, but we just got to be more consistent scorers. And I think that would be the key to it.
One of the headline games of this upcoming week, Pickett County and Clay County, as the calendar dwindles in terms of the chance to make an impact in the regular season. White County Warriors in quite a battle last night against Warren County. Warren County pulls it out. The high school playbook continues. Presented by Mountain Barn Builders. 56-55, the final, as Warren County defeats White County. And head coach Eric Mitchell joins us now. Coach, you getting some good play off your bench as of late. Tucker Nash, sixth man off the bench, really has kind of gained a reputation as a lockdown defender, but also has shown a recent ability to score.
I'll tell you, Tucker is one of the highest basketball IQs that I've ever had. I mean, he's just he's not a great athlete, but he's in the right place at the right time. He boxes out every time. He makes the right pass. He knocked down a couple shots last night. He started for us this summer, and then was a motocross, and cracked his vertebrae and broke his back. Then he comes back, and then he breaks his wrist affair. So he's had a rough go, and he's just now getting back to where he was in the past. And of course, his older brother Dalton Nash started for me for 3 years at point guard. So he's been around a lot of basketball, and he's just so heady. And that was one of his best games last night.
Coming back from that kind of an injury, I know, is not easy. What does that just say about his character and his will that he was able to fight back from that to get to this point in the year?
Well, he's got grit. I mean, that's all you can say. I mean, he's tough as nails, and the first accident he had, you know, he was very, very fortunate that he could even play basketball again. So, you know, but he's worked hard and got back. And, you know, he's one of those kids that he leaves practice and he works down at the car lots washing cars every day till 9 o'clock. So he's just a tough, hard-nosed kid, and I'm so proud for him. He played great last night.
So Tanner Paul is the next guy I want to talk about because he's also played big minutes for you. He was inserted in the starting lineup not too long ago, and it seems like one of his best qualities, just when you watch him at a first glance, is just his energy.
Well, you know, Austin Burchett, who's a higher energy, he was co-defensive player of the year in our league last year. He got hurt with a shoulder injury, and it thrusted those two, Tucker Nash and Tanner Paul, into the lineup in some tough minutes. And we knew all along that Tanner, you know, he's grown like a foot since his freshman year. He's about 6'4". And once he got all that together, and he's a really good shooter, and he's been hesitant to shoot, so we've been on him about that. But, you know, he just rebounds it well. He like you said, he's around the ball. He's a great slasher to the goal, and he can also play, you know, also gives us a little more depth at point guard. So, you know, he's just he played a tremendous game last night as well. They all did. I mean, you know, so.
And you actually gave me another perfect segue for my next question. How much does getting Austin back from injury, because I noticed he played last night as well, how much does that help your team on defense?
Oh, well, you've seen it for yourself. I mean, he's back. You know, he's been rested. You know, he's all over the place. Sometimes a little too much. He overhelps a little bit too much just because he's so quick and fast. But, you know, that gives us another presence. I mean, you know, last night I had both Cade and Micah had four fouls early. And, you know, Austin and Tucker and of course, Tanner Paul had four fouls too. Austin and Tucker and Grant Slant and Kagan and Mason were out there. They never missed a beat. So, you know, we kind of was able to go five out and spread you out and slash and cut. And so they played really great.
Ever since that loss, I think it was last week to Siegel, this team has really been rolling. You've had three really dominant wins. Have you seen any differences for this team since that loss?
Well, I'll tell you this, playing Siegel, and we've played, and they had a lot to do. We've not played well both times we've played them. We've just kind of got out of our sorts. And you know, we played them on a Monday night, and they really pressured us and just crushed us on the boards. And you know, the next night we came and played Cumberland County, who's a very fast team. And then tonight it was just like, hey, that Siegel game really helped us because they were so fast, and it just kind of put us in that mode. And the speed of Stone and Cumberland County didn't hurt us the last two games. So I really think it helped us. Even though we lost, that game really helped us playing Siegel.
So you're at Warren County this Friday, and you've already seen them twice this year, in the Sonic Shootout and then at home earlier a few weeks ago. How hard is it to beat the same team three times in one year?
Well, you know, it's hard. You know, we've played Cookeville several times in the past, four and five times. You know, it's just the way it is around here. It's going to be a tough, tough game. Coach Sullins does a great job. They're quick. They got C.J. Taylor, who's a premier athlete. Espinosa shoots it as good as anybody in the district from the three. And their student section is loud and proud. They're on the floor. You know, it's a tough place to play down there. So, and it's a county rival, so, and a district rival. So we're going to have to go down there and put this game last night behind us, celebrate today, put it behind us, and go get a tough road win because, you know, they could have easily have beaten us here a couple weeks ago. So he had a great game plan. So
White County Coach Eric Mitchell with us on the high school playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Let's go down Highway 111 a little further. Talk some Van Buren County girls basketball with head coach Tyler Sapp. Van Buren County did not play last night because of illness in the school system, but the Eaglettes have won 9 of their last 10 games on the season. They are now just a game out of the first place spot in their division. So, Coach Sapp, how is your team doing this right now? What are you doing well?
Well, we're playing defense and we're rebounding. So, and not turning the ball over as much. So that's three big keys there. You know, you try to limit people to one shot per, you know, one shot. Don't give them second chance points. You don't give them turnover points. You know, you're going to be in a pretty good little position there to win some games and win games when you don't play as good, when you do those little things, and don't beat yourself. So I think that's the biggest keys to what we're doing well right now is we're turning people over. We're not turning the ball over as much, and we're dominating on the glass.
Coach, how has Gabby Young played here lately?
She had a big game last night. So she's a senior. She don't have a ton of big games, so I'm very happy that she got that big game and got to be the leading scorer and everything, because she deserves that every now and then, because she's one of our kids that does a lot of the greedy stuff for us. So when she can score and be a part of the scoring, I'm excited for her, because she's our tailback. She's always our back person when we shoot, to make sure they can't get easy transition buckets. So she's back there a lot of times in a 3v2 or a 2v1 situation. And I mean, she's tough and greedy, and she does that dirty work for us. So anytime she can get some accolades from scoring or assists or whatever it may be, then that's a good thing for her.
And it's always good when you have someone who you're not really counting on to score a lot of points for you to lead you and score. Not only does it give them confidence, but it gives your team confidence knowing that you've got more options.
Yeah, absolutely. She hit 4 threes last night, which she's not done that since last year. I think she hit 4 threes in our second game against the Cab last year. So, I mean, she can shoot it. Just last night she shot it better than what she normally does. Hopefully she can get hot at the right time, because she can start scoring, 8 or 10 for us, and that just means we're tougher to beat with our other kids getting 10-plus.
With about 3 weeks left to go here in the regular season, you're currently second in your district. Are you pleased with where you are as a team right now?
We've already won more games right now at this point than we did all last season. I'm very pleased. I mean, obviously we can always play better and do better, but I'm happy for them. I'm proud of them, and I'm excited to get these next few games going and get and play Whitwell up here to see if we can try to knock them off and get at least a tie for first in the district. But I couldn't be more proud of them.
And Coach, if you had to pick 1, 2, 3, you may pick more than that, of your girls who are really the most important for you to make a deep postseason run, who would they be, and why would you pick them?
Emma Scoggins. She's our junior. She's getting close to scoring 1,000 for her career. If she plays well, we play well. She's an excellent rebounder for her height. She's got almost as many offensive rebounds on the year as she does defensive rebounds. So she's a big asset for us there. When she plays well, we play well as a unit. Layla Bolden, our eighth grader. She's a scorer. She scored 20 twice this year, 19 the other night against Gordonsville. When she gets hot and can knock some shots down for us, then it stretches the floor out. And, it's a huge asset for us. And then our center, Riley Scoggins, which is Emma's sister, she had her second double-double of the year the other night against Gordonsville. When she gets going and gets confidence in herself scoring, then once again we're going to be real tough to beat, because she's always getting 8-plus rebounds a game for us. We need her to look to score more. And when she looks to score, once again, we're a whole lot better as a team.
Last question here, Coach. You talked about a matchup with Whitwell on down the road. You'll play them in Spencer. They're your only loss since Christmas.
Yeah, they're their only loss in 2020.
Absolutely. So what will a Van Buren County win look like down there in a few weeks here?
If we win, it's going to be tight, because they're a very good team. I think, they're probably the top 11, 12 team in the state. And it will not be easy.
Coach Tyler, Sam's team really playing well right now and playing better than last year, growing up right in front of our eyes. They've already matched their win total from last season with still 3 weeks left to go in the campaign. The Upperman Lady Bees are in the house at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. They get the win over York Institute 58-35 last night. The High School Playbook is presented by Mountain Barn Builders, head coach Dana McWilliams. Are you playing as well as your record says you're playing right now?
Well, I think we're We're definitely a work in progress. So I thought we had a really nice game last night. I felt like offensively and defensively we were in sync a lot more last night. Hopefully that's a sign of good things to come.
Does a coach feel the pressure as the weeks wind down toward tournament time to kind of get it all together?
I don't necessarily think you feel pressure. I think that's what everybody's goal is. Ultimately, you want to be at your best at tournament time. And I think we've been a work in progress all year long. We've had to play a lot of young people. We've had several injuries. And so we're just trying to piece everything together. And it seemed like, you know, last night was a pleasant surprise of things to come, I think.
Who has really stepped up for you in terms of young players coming off the bench, helping you grow as a team?
Well, you know, we only have one senior, Ashley McClellan, and she's been hurt most of the season, actually, has just recently came back and got hurt again last night. So we've had to play a lot of young people. A couple kids that are coming off the bench right now are Anna Grace McLean and Jayla Cobb, and they've done a great job for us. One's a freshman, one's a sophomore, and, you know, they're both so athletic, and they do so many little things for us. And, you know, when Ashlyn got hurt, we have a freshman, Abigail Johnson, who stepped in and took her role and in the post and has had a great freshman year so far.
What is the biggest challenge of a freshman and sophomore coming into play for you?
For me, I think it's more defensively than anything. I think that's the toughest thing. I think it's a big step from middle school basketball and learning how to play defensively as a team. And I think all that is the most difficult, in my opinion, for them.
Is there also, what you talk about in boys basketball, for example, there's the physical difference between a freshman and a senior. Is that that they are as much on the women's game?
I don't think so as much as for the guys. You know, obviously my husband coaches the boys,
sure.
And I've got four boys, so I've seen the difference. I've seen a lot of really good freshmen on the boys' side that are, you know, they're ultimately going to be great players, but they're just not ready physically. I think for the girls, it's not always that way. I think girls mature a little bit earlier physically, and so sometimes that's a factor, but I don't think much.
Dana McWilliams is head coach of the Upperman girls as we talk Bees basketball. Is the offense ahead of the defense right now?
No, I wouldn't say
so.
I wouldn't say so. I would say I think both things. We've had good days and bad days offensively, defensively. You know, we really are trying to work defensively to become a better team because, you know, in the tournament, you know, it becomes more of a half-court game, more of a defensive game. And, you know, people are going to know you. The teams in our district are going to be playing those teams for the third, possibly fourth time in the region. So there's really no secrets out there. And how well you can defend is going to be a big factor.
What is the grind like? Because every time you step on the court, you are playing one of the great teams in this state.
Well, you know, Upper Cumberland basketball is, for girls, for sure, you know, it's a special place to get to play. You know, I'll tell the girls how fortunate they are that they go to gyms and the gym's full. You know, that doesn't happen everywhere in girls basketball. And we're very fortunate to, you know, our gym's full, the places we go. And there's so many good teams and coaches in the Upper Cumberland. I think it really prepares you for the postseason. It is a grind, and you know you have to be mentally ready every game. And when you're not, things don't work out well for you. But I think as our teams progress out of our district, you know, we've been fortunate. We've had a lot of teams do very well at the state level, I think, because of that.
And see, it's fascinating because some of those nights where maybe mentally you're not into it, a team that by the records you say can't challenge you. But you'll get challenged.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's good coaching, and I think that's just high expectations in this area. People expect to play well, and so, you know, you really can't take any team for granted here. There's really no, what you would say, easy games. You have to always be on your game, and that's hard, especially as a young kid. That's hard to do.
Is that one of the biggest challenges, Coach, of just trying to keep them up night after night after night?
Well, you know, obviously there's a lot of challenges to coaching high school basketball.
Especially this age group,
yeah.
Right?
But, you know, that is a challenge. But I think, you know, my kids know that's something that we've tried to do all the years that I've coached there, is to stay focused, not take anybody for granted, respect all of your opponents. You know, we don't fear anyone, but we definitely have respect for them, and we're going to try to make sure that we're mentally prepared each game.
In those years that you have coached, is there a tangible difference between the player that walks in your gym for the first time today versus when you first started coaching in terms of their personality, their focus?
Well, I think, you know, times have changed a little bit, obviously, but, you know, I think for the most part, all the kids that have went through my program, they're tough-minded kids. They're hard workers, or they usually don't make it. You know, they usually don't stay. And we've been very fortunate to have a lot of great players at Upperman. And, you know, I think probably these kids play a little bit more year-round than probably early on. Maybe some of them focus a little, like maybe train a little bit differently. I think the training is a little different. The skill work stuff is a little bit different, but it ultimately is the same. You know, you got the same kids working. I don't see that this group in the past, say, 5 years work any harder or any less than the teams that I had early on.
To that point, is there more specialization in basketball today in your program?
Well, you know, they've given us an opportunity now to do three-man workouts, which we did not get to do early on, and I think that has helped the skill level. I think we can spend some individual time with the kids where previously we didn't really have time to do that. We weren't allowed to work with them, so anything they got was on their own. Now we can take three people a day, and we can really try to get a little more specialized with what they need to work on, what they can focus on. And so I think their skill level, you know, has improved because of that.
Is there a benefit to young ladies who say, Coach, I want to play softball, or I want to play volleyball, or, you know, I'm going to run track or do something like that, that to separate themselves from basketball?
Well, you know, I think that's definitely an individual choice. We've had a lot of players play multiple sports. Reagan Hurst, who's our leading scorer at Allstate, player, she plays softball too. So and my freshman Abigail Johnson played volleyball, she's playing basketball, and she's going to play softball.
Wow.
I mean, so, you know, there, I think there's kids who they really just love basketball and that's what they want to focus on. I think other kids love basketball but also love other sports too, and I think neither is wrong. I think it's whatever is good for you, it's a good fit for you, is what is best for you. And I
yep.
think there's kids you can show success both ways.
Dana McWilliams is head coach of the Upperman Bees. She mentioned some of those great players that have played over the years. We're going to meet some of this year's great players when we come back to Chick-fil-A. Where we talk with coaches and players from across the Upper Cumberland every Saturday morning. The High School Playbook from Rock 93.7, presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Dana McWilliams, head coach of the Upperman Bees, is with us with just four regular season games left. That can't be. Four?
It doesn't seem real. Actually, this season has flown by. We've had a lot of fun playing this season. It's been a great year so far. So, you know, we're hoping that we can get these last four games in and really get focused on the postseason.
Who'd you bring along today?
I brought most all of my team, the ones that woke up this morning.
I
forgot to tell them in time, but here with me to talk is Reagan Hurst, Tori Brooks, and Ashlyn McClellan.
Reagan, can you believe how quickly this has gone?
It doesn't seem real.
Yeah. What is the, when you look back to the way you played last night, what are you proud of as your team?
Just the team effort. We played great as a team, had some good defensive. We played good on the offensive end, passed the ball, moved it. Just a good team win.
Do you see yourself as a team getting better every game?
Yes, sir.
How important is that, Tori, during the course of the season to keep getting better week after week?
I feel like it helps us a lot. Us talking more helps us play better, I think.
Explain that for the fan that may not have played basketball. What do you mean by that?
Well, whenever we start talking on defense, we know the right places to be, and it just helps us get going.
Be honest. Does it get tiring at this point in the season?
No.
No? Still motivated. So, Ashlyn, I'm sure this has not been the senior season that you wanted from the standpoint of injuries. How hard has it been for you?
It's pretty hard to know that you're not getting to play, but it's easy to watch your team come out and win because I'm very confident in what my team can do.
Have you learned things about basketball by sitting on the bench and watching?
Yeah, you see the game from like a whole different point of view when you're just sitting over there watching and cheering them on.
What have you seen?
Just how you can do things different and how easy it is to do the easy stuff that you should be doing that you don't do all the time.
Do you see the plays kind of come together sitting from the bench that you're not able to see? You're going on to where?
I'm playing at Ryan College.
How good does that feel that you're getting that opportunity?
It feels pretty good to know that I'm going somewhere else after high school doing something.
That's great. Congratulations on that. So watching from the court, watching from the bench, where do you still think this Upperman team needs to get better if you're going to make a run?
Well, there's always somewhere to improve. So.
Spoken like defense. A true country. Yeah, you got a little bit of everything. What about you, Tori? Where do you think this team needs to get better?
I think we should cut our turnovers down.
Too many turnovers?
Yes.
Is that a concentration issue or trying to do too much? What do you think?
I think it's us pushing the ball up the floor, and, like, sometimes they, like, get their hands on it.
Okay. So, Reagan, for you, who are the people that you look up to in terms of basketball? Players that you enjoy watching? College players, pro players? Is there somebody that stands out to you that you've kind of...
I just like watching a lot of college basketball. I don't really have one particular player, but just watching them all play, that motivates us.
Do you learn when you watch? Do you see things that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you see things... I bet good, but I bet you see more things bad. Like, this person didn't do what coach would have wanted. Right?
Yeah. You see... You kind of see it as a different, like, game than we play. You see the way different teams play and how you could, like, learn from that.
Coach, it's obvious from these three young ladies there's a lot of basketball IQ on your team.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot better thinking the game, and that's what we really try to talk about is that, you know, obviously we want to outwork people, but we also want to outthink people. And, you know, I was thinking about Ashlyn. She's been out for several games, and, you know, she's made the comment to me, I've learned a lot sitting over here, just seeing the game differently. I think she sees how much having people encourage each other and the talking that goes on out there and the communication, how important that is, how important the little things that I get on to them about aren't really such little things. You know, there's really no little things when you think about it in the big picture, all those things you need to be doing. And I think when she's came back, you know, she's improved on those things because she's been able to sit over there and see that. And, you know, she had probably her best game of the season last night, first time she's been able to come back and play some valuable minutes. And unfortunately, she got hurt late in the game. We're hoping that, you know, hopefully we can get her back soon.
So I asked them, where do they need to get better? You're in charge. Where do they need to get better?
Well, I think defensively, like you and I talked about before, we want to get better defensively. I think that's something you always are trying to improve on. You know, I think, you know, Tori mentioned a little bit with turnovers. I think we are actually heading in the right direction there. I think they're starting to understand who needs the ball where, when we need to push, when we need to hold back. And that's something that you learn as the season progresses, especially with a young team. You know, we have no with Ashlyn now, we have no seniors on the floor. And so I think sometimes they're so athletic, this team has so many athletes, that we can really push the tempo and we can do a lot of things, but sometimes you have to know when to pull back. And I think they're learning that, and I think when they do, you're going to see a very good team.
That's just one of those things that comes with experience.
No doubt. You know, experience. And I think we're at the point now where we're becoming more experienced because, you know, last night we had two starters in foul trouble most of the first half, and we still built a 12-point lead on the road. So that, to me, tells me that we're maturing some.
Dana McWilliams, Ashlyn McClellan, Reagan Hurst, Tori Brooks, members of the Upperman Bees, with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
One of the highlight games of the week played last night, Stone Memorial and Ray County. The Panthers v- victorious in that game. And head coach Mike Buck joins us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. That one, at least on paper, looks like a war, was it?
It really was. We've had several wars with them over the last couple of years. They're really talented, and they are kind of caused some matchup problems for us. They do for us, and we do for them. So it's been really cool the last couple of years. But last night was a classic, you know, at our place. So in 36 minutes of play, there were 156 points scored. You know, so
wow,
we won 81-75. So it was tough. It's a good battle. Our girls are really tired this morning. I know their girls are too. But it was for first place in the league right now, and so kept us undefeated and gave them two losses. So that was pretty cool.
What kind of decided it, in your opinion?
You know, so we went to Sparta and played really, really good down there the other night. And at halftime, we were up 40-22. And we felt really good about ourselves and kind of what we had done in that first half. Last night at halftime, you know, we had 38 points. But we didn't feel nearly as good about who we were because we had given up 37. So, you know, we didn't really lock in, you know, defensively like we could, you know, until really the last 4 or 5 minutes of regulation and then all of overtime. You know, I thought that was when, you know, I told them, I said, well, good, welcome back. You know, you're here, you finally showed up at a game because we were down 5 going into the fourth quarter, and that was kind of unusual for this team. And, you know, they showed up and locked them down in that last, you know, 10 minutes of the game, and it was really cool to see.
How invaluable is that kind of an experience in the regular season?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Especially when you win. Right,
right? Exactly. You know, we were talking there off air that, you know, we kind of had some games where, you know, we didn't really bring our best, you know, night in, night out, and, you know, still got those W's. But, you know, we went to Clark Range and we tried to do that, I guess, at Clark, and it wasn't intentional, obviously, but the details and little things we kind of got a little sloppy with, and went to Clark Range a few nights ago last week and got thumped, you know, by a really good Clark Range team, really neat environment, really good coach, and so that kind of got our girls' attention, but you know, that really helped us to grow and kind of get refocused. And then Sparta was the next game, and we really played well there. And then last night, Ray County came in with a mentality that they were going to come in there and take it. They've really, really, you know, forced us to play well. And so, yeah, those lessons are fantastic. You know, we still got 5 games left in the regular season, and then hopefully a long 3-week, you know, run, you know, in tournaments. So we went for a long time there with several games there in a row where it wasn't really challenging, you know, and so it's experiences that you're going to have to lean on down the road, you know, that being our first overtime experience last night. I was really proud of how we handled that. There was multiple times in that game where we really could have laid down and did not, and so I decided to stand up and, you know, lock arms and compete, you know, at a high level there to win it. So, yeah, just – we're going to come across situations down the road in games where we have to win to advance, and so you got to be able to lean back on some of these lessons.
Stone Memorial Coach Mike Buck is with us on the High School Playbook, presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Because you hear so much, let's talk about college sports. I don't understand why these young people can't be focused every week. Is that just impossible to keep that focus every single game? Week in, week out.
You know, it's. I hear that a lot. You know, and you know, like so. For instance, college football. You know, you lose a week, you're out. Well, to me though, college football, you got all week to build up to a, you know, a 3-hour window of time there. With basketball, there's so many games that we play, you know, throughout the year, and you know, sometimes it's back to back, and it's just it makes it tough. You know, I think that's a societal deal right now. People are, you know. That short-term memory or short-term attention span is kind of who we all are right now in America. But, yeah, and our kids, it's kind of neat. Even during the game, it happens. You know, I was getting on Maddie last night, you know, guarding one of the best guards in the state, in Mallory Hampton, and would do all the hard work whenever Mallory had the ball and tried to keep her in front of her. And did a great job on that. But then when Mallory would give it up, Maddie would take a break and relax, you know, and kind of lose focus for a minute. And, of course, a good player, seasoned player like Mallory would go burner in those moments. And so I was like, you know, you got to stay focused the whole defensive possession. And finally, like we talked about there, we're able to do that late. But, that's a challenge that we all have to face, you know, at our jobs, at, you know, in family life, and all the way around, you know, trying to keep the big picture there and stay focused on doing things the right way all the time.
Maddie, you mentioned your daughter.
I did.
What is it like coaching your daughters?
As she sits here. Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge.
What it's like
absolutely,
to be coached by your dad, right?
I thought this was kind of cool last night. We had Michael Lindsay, our Goose, our guy up in Crossville, he asked me a two-part question there at the end of our little interview. He said, I got one question, but I want you to answer it two ways. One is as a coach, and one is as a dad. And so how did you feel? Of course, Maddie made two big threes there in overtime. So my coach answer was, you know, had to get on her in the second half there and coaching her to make sure that she stayed locked in and did what she was supposed to do. And then, you know, got on her, you know, pretty hard. And she responded, you know, really well in overtime with not just overtime, but the last, you know, 10 minutes of the game with focused defensive effort. And then she also was tough enough to make some shots in overtime. So that was my coach answer. My dad answer was, you know, there was a big old mean coach down there yelling at my baby girl. I didn't like that, but I was really proud of how she stepped up and made some shots to help her team win the game there in overtime. So
all right, Maddie, we'll give you the microphone and allow you to have equal time on this issue. Let me start it this way, though. When he gets on you like he did last night, when the game is over and you're driving home and you're at home and your daughter and dad, can you forget that?
Honestly, it depends on the outcome of the game and how I do whenever he yells at me. So if I start doing good, then he kind of just forgets about it. But if I am not doing too well after he yells at me, then yeah.
Do you forget the yelling?
Kinda, I guess.
Okay. Is it hard playing for your dad in terms of, do the other players think you get special circumstances or special attention?
Not necessarily, I don't think.
Okay, well, that's good. Tessa Miller is the other Lady Panther who is with us at Chick-fil-A. All right, Tessa, so what was last night like in terms of the battle?
Oh, last night was super fun. We came out and we had really good offense throughout the entire game, but our defense was pretty horrible, honestly, but it was really fun. The environment was really lively, so it was just one of those games that you never want to end, sort of.
Is it one of those games that kind of like you dream of getting a chance to play in?
Yeah, and then it just makes the big plays even better, so.
What's going through your mind, Maddie, as you got to make those big shots at the important time?
You're just hoping that it goes in, and once it goes in, you just kind of go crazy.
Are you hoping, or do you know it's going in?
She knows.
I guess I know.
There you go. Can you believe that there's only a handful of games left?
No, it's crazy. This season has flown by.
Where do you still feel like this Panthers team can get better?
Honestly, like whenever we start like not making shots, we kind of fall back on our threes. But I feel like we should just, whenever that's not happening, to just try to play as a team and trust each other.
Tessa, do you kind of feel the calendar dwindling down and knowing that the chances are less and less and less?
Yeah, you can always tell when it's getting closer to tournament time and stuff like that, just because every game means a lot more to you. The coaches start getting a little more stressed out for every game. Yeah, and everything, it just sort of, it's sort of surreal at times because, like, you start thinking, you're like, oh, I have three home games left, and it all just sort of sets in. But at the same time, it makes us play better because we know that we're only getting a few more moments with each other. So
you've been through this before. Can you tell the difference in the intensity those last few games and then, of course, tournament play?
Oh, yeah, for sure. it always just, like I said, we only have a few games left, so every single game I think the intensity just goes up even more because you just know you're getting closer to the end, and you really never want it to end until that day in March whenever it's the state championship. So that's what we're ultimately aiming for, and I feel like this year we're at a place that we haven't been at in a few years, so we're really hoping to get there, so it just means a lot more.
What do you mean?
Oh, we're hoping to be state champs.
Yeah. Coach, how do you as a coach deal with that wanting? I mean, that's what everybody wants. They want that state championship. But it is every single game that's a building block to that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, there, and every year there's a I think there's a handful of teams who have the potential to go win it every year. And then so whichever team learns those lessons and whichever team, can build, one experience to the next and have a little vision of what, anticipating what, is possible down the road. So, I'm excited. I really believe that this group, has what it takes, and we've still got to get better. There's still several things that we can do better in execution-wise and intensity level at times, being able to maintain that. But, I think we've got a shot. There's some really good teams out there. So, we'll see what happens.
What about just the personality and confidence? How much a factor is that in making that kind of run?
Yeah, it's huge. We've got, and a lot of that comes, you fall back on your experiences, fall back on what you've done in the past and the work you've put in, and that allows you to have that confidence. And then, we talked about matchups a little bit earlier with Ray County. We have, a lot of I guess if you were looking at offensively, looking at boxes to check, I think we've got most all those covered in that we've got, really good post presence. We've got, really good point guard. We've got really good guards that come off the bench and can make shots for us and just heady players. And we have some experienced players. Emma Capps is our senior. We're one of two seniors, and she's our school's all-time leading scorer right now. And so those, checked boxes, allow us to have some confidence. And then, so that's, I guess we talk on the offensive end, but then defensively, these two ladies here, I think, I would put them up as defensive players of the year in the state of Tennessee. They both are lockdown defenders and have done some great things and put up some great defensive stats against, in holding some really good players to way below their season averages. And so, everybody, we can go down the whole, there's a long list of players that they've had the chance to just with this group, not to mention AAU and things like that. So, so on the offensive side, we check a lot of boxes, and defensively, when they lock in defensively, it's really hard for people to score on us.
I want to ask Maddie before we run out of here at Chick-fil-A, the performance you had last night, locking down a player of the quality there at Ray County, what's that feel like?
Sometimes it's frustrating, like Mallory last night, she's like a really good player, and like she was just making a lot of her shots until we all had to like go together, and once we all started like talking and like making sure that we were really focused, then it's a really awesome feeling.
There's that feeling, Tessa, of making the big shot or hitting the three-pointer. But there's also something about making that defensive stop, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everything matters. But, I mean, all of the people on our team would sit there and tell you that Maddie making her shot or Maddie getting a stop on Mallory, it means just as much to us, if not more, than Maddie's to herself. So we all cheer for each other and we all love each other. So any play for any person on our team is a play for everyone.
One of the teams that can make some noise from the Upper Cumberland as we get toward tournament time, it's coming quick. Stone Memorial Lady Panthers, headed by Mike Buck, Tessa Miller, Maddie Buck. Thank you guys for being here with us today.
Thank you.